Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Right now, let's find out why are streetlights on at a time when we have such an electricity crisis in South Africa. Joining me right now is Isaac Mangena, Senior Media Relations Manager at City Power. Good morning, Isaac. How are you?
Good morning, Kate, and good morning to Hi listeners.
Thank you so much. Isaac, why are streetlights on at times when they shouldn't be on, during the day when there's plenty daylight? Lots of people have seen it. I'm sure you've also seen it.
Okay, so it could be quite a few things that are at play there. One of those is the issue of the vandalism that we're seeing. So we're talking about street lights that are on during the day and not during the night when they're supposed to be on.
Yes.
Or on 24/7.
Yes.
So we often have a situation where we have a problem of vandalism across the city of Johannesburg, whereby the lights themselves are stripped, they are metal sheets, the covers, the photocells, and even the cables that move from one street light to the other, the overhead cables, they're actually stolen. Those ones are used mostly in the informal settlements for illegal connections when they're stolen.
Sorry, I don't understand. Why would they even work if they've been vandalized?
Yes, I'm coming to that.
Oh, okay.
So the way we during vandalism, so what we've done in terms of the innovations that we keep on doing with our team, innovation team in at City Power, we have created these lights to work even after vandalism. So they rather be on than be off. So when there was photocells that were stolen or there was anything that was tempered with and they've lost their mind a little, they will keep on being on even during the day and night rather than being off. So the default is for them to remain on during the day and during the night rather than for them to being off during the day and during the night, which because of our priority is safety of the residents and also the cars, the traffic and so forth. So we want to ensure that they keep their lights until we come and fix those. So we always urge customers to basically report this so that we are able to deal with that. But also the issue around what your producers was asking about the lights being on during load shedding.
Yeah.
Again, we want the future of our street lights. We want them to actually be on throughout when there is load shedding, and for this we are investing in the solar panels. So what we want to do is to basically ensure that the street lights are running through solar, also traffic lights, if I may add that one, from the JRA, so that when there is no electricity, traffic can keep on flowing because of the traffic lights will be on, will still be running with the battery and the solar panel that would have installed there. So the same with the street lights. What we want to do is to ensure that they are on when the lights are off. So this will also assist in terms of visibility at night, will also assist in terms of dealing with the issues of crime, because when lights go off, that's when criminals vandalize, steal, and even break into people's homes. So when there are lights working during that time when we are doing load shedding, that would actually work better for us to ensure that we deal with other issues like criminality.
Isaac, do all lights have photocells? Well, some of them are still on a time switch.
Most of them, we're actually moving away from the time switch to the photocells. This is the on the path of us going towards the smart city that we want to get to. So we are actually trying to move away. So with every new project that we are embarking upon, we basically are trying to ensure that we get on with the new technology that will basically ensure that we get on that path of the smart city that we want to get to.
Yeah. So what sort of percentage are on photocells? Do you have those figures? Do you know?
I don't have those figures. You actually just put me on the spot.
It's okay. It won't be the first time.
I was in Windsor, so I just woke up this morning and there's 100 calls from Hi FM. I wanted to talk about this, so I thought, let me just come on. So I don't have those details, I can get those details. But the issue of street lights is a very serious one, and especially vandalism on those street lights. If you go towards Malibongwe Drive to Lanzeria and also towards Orange Farm, I think it's Golden Highway, we have this worrying trend where the street lights are just mowed down. So it's not even like somebody tried to vandalize or steal anything. They just cut down and left on the side of the road. And we really don't understand why that it would be the case. And that's why we are also talking to the law enforcement, because we are not in the business of providing, arresting people. There are those who are responsible for that. Ours is to keep the lights on and ensure that people have got electricity in their homes. But we are basically dealing with that. This morning when we woke up, we had about, in the south around Lenasia area, 1,800 calls for street lighting only. And then in the north, about at least 380 of those calls. Most of these are because of what the problem that your caller was talking about, where lights are on during the day or at night or vice versa. So we are basically attending to those, dealing with all of those. But more of those are more about vandalism that is happening. This is coupled with the cable theft that we're seeing, which is rampant, which is deadly, which is brazen, currently happening in the city of Johannesburg.
Right. I've still got to get my head around how lights are still working, even if there's vandalism of the actual lights. But we're going to get you back.
I'll invite you to our innovative hub so that you can see how they do this thing.
Awesome. You know what? We actually want to get you back, Isaac, next week. We want to find out more about the lights themselves. Are the lights themselves LED or are they fluorescent? Or what sort of lights are they? Let's talk about the technology around street lights while we're about it. Okay, thank you, Isaac. Isaac?
Hello?
Okay, we've got to wrap up. I've got another guest who we need to speak to. But thank you so much for speaking to us on such short notice. And look forward to speaking to you tomorrow afternoon and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's Isaac Mangena, Senior Media Relations Manager at City Power.